Leo Doherty,
and you're listening to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM.
A food security initiative in NDG is preparing for its first winter. Every Saturday, at Place Charles Est Park on the corner of Sherbrooke and Madison, a group of volunteers pitch a mess tent, set up some containers, and serve free food to the community. No barriers, no bureaucracy, no questions asked. The group is called Food Not Bombs NDG. They started in July of this year. The group strays from typical charity models. It is run by community members and for community members. Here is one of the organizers, Mackenzie, to explain.
We're part of the community and for the community, and we're really just like banded together to do this stuff. Financially, we don't really get money from the government. We get a lot of donations from people that are glad to have food, and then we just redistribute that.
The organizers saw a lack of food security in the NDG neighborhood. Rising costs of groceries were worsening the situation. Rather than appeal to standard charitable practices, the group just got together and began serving. Food Not Bombs gets its name from a global movement with the same title. It's not a formal network of groups, but a loose movement with shared values. Food Not Bombs is a political statement that says, in essence, the government should spend money on resources and essential services for people rather than military investment. The group sees itself as political, but their main goal is serving food at a community level. Here is one of their volunteers, Eli.
It's also, I think, about shrugging off the narrative of the impossible that we're told. We're told that all of these systems need to function in these set, reified ways. And when we organize communally like this, we realize that a lot of things are possible when we kind of get around the systems that we're told we must follow. So it's great to see the kind of community support.
Food Not Bombs have successfully set up and served outside here every Saturday since they started in the summer. But the group is facing a new challenge as it prepares for their first winter. Here's organizer Mackenzie again.
We want to stay outside because it's like, it's kind of hard to find resources and stuff. And like, if people know that we're here on the street every week, they're more likely to come and get it. So we're hoping to stay out here, layer up.
The group serves vegetarian and vegan foods, nutrient-dense, soups, stews, lots of beans, fresh salads. They plan on continuing this trend, but finding ways of serving in the winter. Grab-and-go options like burritos, wraps, and sandwiches are what's on the table. The group has every intention of sticking around outside this winter. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And I don't know if you can hear some of the noise in the background just next door to the station. The Concordian, one of the Concordia newspapers, is having a watch party for the United States election, which is happening right now. I think like 16 states closed at 9 o'clock, so just a few minutes ago. I'm watching it as well as I do this. So in light of like everyone's stress and anxiety over the election, because people be like, oh my god, why do you care, you're Canadian? Well, also it impacts us, but also like it's kind of fun to watch. Well, not fun, but it's like, I don't know, there's something stress inducing that's like makes you want to watch. Anyways, because of that, and because the weather's like a low-key, a little bit miserable and stuff like that, we're doing something that I've actually never done on the show before, ever, in the last like year and a half that I've been doing my show, which is we're doing instrumental music only, because it's just a lot. My head is just, there's a lot of things happening. Also, something to update you guys on. On November 29th of this month, I will be having a table at the CAPS Career Advising You know what? Let me get you the specs for the Caps logo. Caps. Hello. Ha ha ha. Here. All right. CAP stands for Career Advising and Professional Success. On November 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., they are having a holiday fair market in the atrium of the Library Building downtown, the LB Building, Webster Library Atrium. This is not just like a market. Oh, we have cheering. I don't know what happened. Hold on. Let me get an update of why everyone's yelling. I see no reason why everybody's yelling because nothing changed at all. There's nothing has changed in the last 5 minutes. Okay, back to what I was saying, guys. So this is not just a holiday market where artists like myself get to sell the things that we make, which I have some new things that I've been working on that will also be there, plus prints, all that fun stuff. But it's also a fundraiser for Centrade, which is an organization that works to address poverty and social exclusion and actively supports over 375 community organizations across Montreal. The way that works is people donate things for the CAPS table, and then all the money that goes from things that are purchased directly from the CAPS table goes to Centrade. Last year, there was a different fundraiser, and they raised like a significant amount of money. So this year we're doing Centrade, which is very exciting. I am very excited to have a table. I will have prints. I will have small to medium paintings. A lot of them abstract. Some of them are things that I've been working on recently, like new styles and stuff that I'm testing out. And I'm also going to have plants. If you want a little plant that is really not hard to take care of, I will be selling those because I have a lot of extra plants. I think I'm going to have about 10 plants. And I'm selling them for between $5 to $10, depending on the size of the plant. And yeah, I feel like that's kind of all I need to say before we get into the first three songs. So we are starting off with Snowfall by One Heart and Raiden She, Agape by Nicholas Bertel, and River Flows in You by Yeroma. So let's get you guys going with Snowfall by One Heart and Raiden She. Thank you.
Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Bum.
We'll tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it! Da, 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 da. Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Ah! Run, run! Oh, God! Run!
All right. Welcome back. Whoop. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into the first three songs of the night. We started with Snowfall by One Heart and Raiden She. This is an instrumental song like all the songs tonight, released as a single in 2020. One Heart is a Russian music producer. He's only like 18 or 19. And all of his music falls into the ambient genre or the histotsu in the lo-fi jazz hop genre. Raiden She is an emerging hip-hop artist based out of the U.S. but originates from Russia. Then we had Swimming. I didn't put Swimming in there. Oops, I made a typo in my notes. It's okay. Oh my God, there's tearing. Something happened. Then we have Agape by Nicholas Britell. This was released in 2019 off of the album If Beale Street Could Talk Original Motion Picture. Nicholas Britell is an American film and television composer who's won a bunch of awards, including an Emmy. And he's also done the soundtrack for movies like Cruella, Moonlight, Don't Look Up, and The King. And then we had River Flows in You by Yuruma, released in 2001 off of the album First Love, the original and very first recording. This song was actually featured in Twilight Breaking Dawn, but unlike popular opinion or thought, it was not made for the song. It was for his first album. I lost my thought. Yuruma is a South Korean pianist and composer. Let's see why people were cheering. Is there anything interesting to say? No. Actually, not at all. Trump's up. Okay. Well, we're going to move on to the next three songs. We have Lights Are On, instrumental by Edith Whiskers. Cerca de Ti by Hermanos Gutierrez, and then September instrumental version by Sparky Deathcap. So let's get you guys going with Lights Are On instrumental by Edith Whiskers live on CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. Also, Donald Trump just won Louisiana, but let's get to the music.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. Welcome back to this very stressful evening. If you are just joining me now and you can hear people in the background, there's a watch party for the United States election with the Concordian, which is one of the newspapers here. All right, we're gonna get into the songs. The election's distracting me a little bit, but we've got Lights Are On instrumental by Edith Whiskers. So that's the first one that we started out with. This was released as a single in 2020, and Edith Whiskers, there's some speculation around her on the like Tin Pot label. Pronouns are she, her, so I'm going to call her her. But some say that she's an individual artist separate from her label founder, which is Tom Rosenthal. And others say that Tom Rosenthal is Edith Whiskers and that he created this song and didn't want the song to define his career. Because if you don't know this song, this is the instrumental version, but on TikTok, it went like viral on TikTok, and you don't want that to become your career defining moment, I guess, if you're already, you know, an existing musician. So apparently he's created the alias Edith Whiskers. Things go both ways. Conflicting information on who Edith Whiskers actually is. And then we had Cerca de Ti by Hermanos Gutierrez. This was released in 2019 off of the album Hoy Como Ayer. Hermanos Gutierrez is a Latin instrumental band which was formed in 2015. Now, take a wild guess as to where this band was formed. I'm going to give you 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Okay, did you guess Zurich? If you didn't guess Zurich, you were wrong. This band was formed in Zurich by Ecuadorian Swiss brothers Alejandro and Esteban. Very far place from Ecuador. Zurich is really far from Ecuador. I don't know what they were doing there. Obviously, they were born there if they're Ecuadorian and Swiss, but like that is just so random for parents to end up and they're like fully Ecuadorian. Like, why are you in Switzerland? Isn't Switzerland like a tax thing? Isn't there something about taxes for Switzerland? Don't quote me on that. I don't know that much stuff. Okay. And then we had September instrumental version by Sparky Death Cap, which was released as a single in 2001. Sparky Death Cap is the solo project of Los Campesinos multi-instrumentalist and illustrator Rob Taylor. Rob Taylor has a thriving career in editorial illustration, and he plays with indie pop collective Los Campesinos, and for the last almost 2 decades, he's been working on Sparky Death Cap, which is his solo project. So he's juggling all of that, which is like pretty rad and pretty wild for him. And we love that. Oh, Harris just won a few states. She's now up to 68 electoral college votes. Well, like projected, guys, because let's be honest, this takes a while. Sorry, she's at 62 and Trump's at 68. Oh, she won New York or Vermont. No. She won New York. Yeah, she won New York. Slay. We all expected that was going to happen. The next poll closes in 30 minutes. Okay. The next 3 songs of the night, we've got Song from the Shadows by Jack Lenz. Then we have a song where the title's in German. So hold on for a sec here. Schumann, Bilder aus Osten, up 66.5/V in Roman numerals, Lebhaft. By Robert Schumann, Beatrice Rana, and Yannick Enzet Seguin. And then we had The Child Deirdre, which is a live version by Michael Dana and Jeff Dana. So we're going to get you guys going. Update on Switzerland, why the Ecuadorian parents would be in Switzerland. There is a whole tax thing in Switzerland, tax haven, but apparently there are more friendly countries. This is coming live from 2 sources. Switzerland has some tax benefits. So, confirmation on what I was speculating. But anyways, let's get you guys going with Song from the Shadows by Jack Lenz live on CJLO 1690 AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. Here's Song from the Shadows. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I'm just jumping on to say we're going to get into a few little ad bits before we chit-chat.
Hi, it's Chapel Brown, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My mama said nothing good happens when it's
late and you're dancing alone. M for Montreal is back. From November 20th to 23rd, come check out the festival that highlights the best new music in the city. There's something for everyone, with concerts varying in all sorts of musical styles. Make sure to check out their jam-packed marathon events, such as BB Club and En Stereo at Theatre Fairmount, Grand Public, Radiant Baby, and Wizard at Casa del Popolo, Bonnie Trash, Breeze, and Dermabrasion at La Sauterrenia, plus performances and DJ sets from Shay Lia, Lara, Virginie B, La Force, Claire Vincent, and more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mpolmontreal.com.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. Hey, it's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three songs. Also, Kamala Harris just won Illinois, putting her up at, I think, 81 or 82 electoral college votes, in case anyone's interested. We started with Song from the Shadows by Jack Lenz, released in 2021 off of the album Shelter, the original motion picture soundtrack. Jack Lenz is a Canadian composer who has written, performed, and produced music for film, television, and theater. He also does non-soundtrack album ventures, and he actually did a bunch of the music for Goosebumps, the TV show, I'm pretty sure. He's also done some video game scores. Then we had Schumann, Bilder aus Osten, op 66.5 Lebhaft. It's German. By Robert Schumann, Beatrice Rana, and Yannick Nezat Seguin, released November 1st, 2024 as an EP. I discovered it through the work of Yannick Nezat Seguin, who's a Canadian conductor and pianist who's from Montreal, and he's currently the music director of the Orchestre Metropolitain, Metropolitan Opera, and the Philadelphia Opera. Robert Schumann was a German composer, pianist, and music critic of the early Romantic era, and Beatrice Rana is an Italian pianist. I'm pretty sure that Beatrice Rana and Yannick Nezat Seguin have like recorded Schumann's music and made it into an EP. I don't know if the guy has had his music like performed. I don't know the vibes there, but it's Schumann's music that's been done by these two artists. Then we have The Child Deirdre Live by Michael Dana and Jeff Dana. This was released on October 9th off of the EP Celtic Tales Live at St. John's Episcopal Cathedral. Michael Dana is a Canadian composer of film and television scores. He did music for The Life of Pi and won a Golden Globe and an Oscar for that. He also has an Emmy, which is pretty sick, if I do say so myself. Jeff Dana is a Canadian film composer and also Michael's brother, and has worked on a bunch of film and television projects such as Silent Hill, Resident Evil, Apocalypse, and The Addams Family, the 2019 version. We are getting into our last three songs of the night, possibly four, depending on the time. But we are for sure going to listen to Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited. Then we've got Dumbledore's Farewell by Nicholas Hooper. You think that I was just going to put in Twilight music and I wasn't going to put in Harry Potter music? Are you kidding me? Harry Potter literally raised me, read the whole series in like the sixth grade in like a week, have seen all the movies like 30 times. It is my life. I live and breathe it, just like Twilight. Didn't read the books, though. Need to read the books. Then we're going to end off with Moon, and It Went Like by Kid Francescoli and Julia Minkin. starting off with Soulful Strut live on CJLO 1690 AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. Here's Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through our last three songs before we listen to the tail end of the last one, and then I get going because I got a bus to catch. We started with Soulful Strut by Young Holt. Unlimited. I have a typo. I wrote Haunt. H-O-L. Yeah, there we go. Young Holt Unlimited. This was released in 1968 off of the album also titled Soulful Strut. Young Holt Unlimited were a U.S. soul and jazz instrumental music ensemble from Chicago. Then we had Dumbledore's Farewell, released in 2009 off of the album Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Nicholas Hooper is a British film and television composer and guitarist. He's scored the award-winning BBC productions Land of the Tiger and Andes to Amazon, as well as TV movies like The Girl in the Cafe and My Family and Other Animals. Then we had Moon in brackets and It Went Like, close bracket, by Kid Francescoli and Julia Minkin, released in 2017 off of the album Play Me Again. Kid Francescoli is from Marseille, France, and works typically in the French Indian pop genres. Julia Minkin is a singer and songwriter from Chicago, but she's got strong ties to France. Very ambiguous. She began her career in 2014 with Kid Francescoli, and she has collaborated with them on numerous occasions. She's also, since 2009, has been part of the group known as Kid Francescoli. All right, just a few more minutes of this song, and then I am heading out. I will catch you guys next week. Trump won Kansas, predicted to win Kansas, so he's leading 81 electoral votes to Kamala and 191 to Donald. His first name is like Donald Duck vibes. That's all I have for you today, and I will catch you guys next week.